American. You can't believe anything they say. They sell you the globalistic notion. You got to integrate.
Good morning, America. And once again, welcome to the Jim Guest Show. I am your host, Jim Guest, a Missouri State Representative, living here in the great state of Missouri in the Midwest of this great country. Missouri legislature is in full swing now. Basically, we started out with bills being filed, and even though things are a little bit slow, at the Capitol here in Missouri this past week, we had a freedom rally. People around the state of Missouri getting more and more upset with the overburden from our federal government had a rally for freedom, and we have a number of resolutions filed and some bills filed here to basically even put the vote of the people whether they will accept the national health care plan or not. I have my own resolution that we in Missouri will retain our sovereignty under the 10th Amendment. Tells the federal government to stop these mandates, funded and unfunded, and actually in it says we in Missouri reserve the right to vote to consider anything void or nullify anything that comes from the federal government that is unconstitutional. I basically felt like I was a loner two or three years ago when I started introducing these type of bills and resolutions. But it's gratifying to have support from other legislators now who fully understand the impact and threat that we are having as we continue to watch what's playing in our nation's capital with legislation being formulated in secrecy with a national health care plan that no one knows what is in it until it comes up for a time of a vote, and at which point how can our federally elected representatives know what they're going to vote for? Maybe they don't care. Maybe the vote is already being determined ahead of time. I think we're seeing a backlash with the Senate race coming to a vote in Tuesday. I think it's a picture that the fact that the people are, I think, fed up with what's going on in the federal government, stuff being pushed down, that they're no longer having a voice. So what does the future hold for us? What trends? This week, I'm very excited to have Gerald Salenti on as my guest here. I've had him on a couple times in the past, and he is the one that runs Trends Forecast, Trends Research, the Trends Journal, the Trends Research Institute, forecasting worldwide since 1980. We'll be talking about what he's forecasting to come up. You know, most times you have people who forecast, you don't need to go back and look at the track record. Every once in a while somebody can get lucky and forecast something that hits. You have a track record with a high degree of accuracy, that is what you need to follow. I think about the middle of last year, he was forecasting at that point the next collapse would be in the commercial real estate. So I was kind of interested to watch to see how that was coming about. So if you're following what's in now, you know that that is coming about. We have apartment buildings, condominiums with vacancy rates. We have shopping malls that are some of them looking like ghost towns. Small businesses are having to close. Large businesses are having to close. And the unemployment rate certainly is an effect upon that. So we will talk about that. We'll have Gerald on as we run after a short break here. You know, I got lots of questions for him. Not sure we'll have time. You know, is the stock market a good indicator of a turnaround? Or is it just a short-term phenomenon we have here? So, hey, stay tuned. We'll have Gerald Salenti on right after the break, and very excited to hear what words he has for us. This is the Jim Guest Show.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with a total transformation.
after the total transformation. There's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Hey, good morning again, and welcome back to the Jim Guest Show. We need to get right into here. We got Gerald Celente on, who heads up the Trends Journal. As I said earlier, I've had him on before, and wanted to make sure we give out his website so you could subscribe to his forecast, and that's, you know, he may make some long-range decisions on what you do with your finances or with your job or what have you. So, hey, Gerald, good morning, and we've got a limited amount of time, and I want to get right in and for our listeners to hear what you have to say.
Well, we put out our top trend list on December 17th, and we just published the full Trends Journal this week. But we wanted to give readers a heads up. And two of the top trends that are very important, and they're all intertwined, all of the trends, and they're posted on our website for everyone to see, trendsresearch.com. The two of them that are very closely intertwined are the crash of 2010. This is no recovery. It's a cover-up. The federal government, Treasury, the Federal Reserve have lent, spent, or guaranteed over $11 trillion since the markets collapsed. The equity markets collapsed in March of 2009. The only reason they didn't fall all the way to the ground was because of the stimulus money that's been pumped in worldwide from China, Australia, Taiwan, South Korea, Japan, U.S., U.K. They're all dumping money, the European Union, to keep propping up these failing systems. The systems have failed. The markets are crashing. The stimulus game is going to run out at some point, and when it does, the great crash is going to happen. Another one that we wrote about was Terrorism 2010. Now, before I go any further with this, I want to make this really clear. I don't tell anybody what to believe. And nobody tells me what to believe. We're the Trends Research Institute. Our motto is think for yourself. We assess the data. The data's out there for everyone to assess. People could assess it differently than we do. Fine. That's, you know, knock yourself out. Do what you want to do with the data. If you have data that we don't know about, fine. We'd like to look at it so that we could readjust our position if need be. I wrote about terrorism back in my book, Trends 2000, back in the mid-1990s. In 1993, in the Trends Journal, we did a whole piece about Crusades 2000. Remember, this is 8 years before 9/11. We coined the word. Bush used it after 9/11. I was on the air with Governor Tim Pawlenty of Minnesota on November 13th of this year, warning of what was going to happen, that the escalating war going on between Yemen and Saudi Arabia that's not making the news at all, and one of our major forecasts is terrorism 2010. Now, I'm mentioning this on the first, I'm going to tie it into the financials. If we have a 9/11 magnitude terror strike in 2010, we're looking at a collapse of probably the global economy. Let's go back to what happened in 2001. Again, we're not Monday morning quarterbacks on this. If you Google my name up, Celente, C-E-L-E-N-T-E, you type in USA Today, December 14th, 2000, the headline would read, 2001 won't be our year, Trendsier says, we warned of a wave of anti-Americanism sweeping the globe. This is 8 months before, 9 months before 9/11. You could go to our website, you could go to our forecast page, you could click the piece up there if you want to find it like that. We're mentioning this, I mention this because when 9/11 happened, I was prepared. It did not come as a shock to me. And I live right north of Ground Zero. And I didn't know if they were going to hit the nuclear power plant at Indian Point, which is 45 miles north of Ground Zero. Planes are shooting down the Hudson River, and the nuclear power plant is on the Hudson. If that had happened, there would have been chaos like we've never seen before. People would become creatures that no one would ever want to face. And so I was ready to go to Canada, which is about 4 hours north of where I live up in Kingston, New York. I was living in Rhinebeck, which is right across the river at the time. And so I called my bank up, Fleet Bank. I had all my money, my company's money, in CDs. I was ready to get out of here. I'm a close combat martial artist. We planned for the worst. Nobody knew what was going to happen. They hit general headquarters, the Pentagon. So I was ready to escape. I had my guns, I had my gold, and now I wanted my money. And I couldn't get my money out because they told me that CDs were certificates of deposit are traded on Wall Street. They're financial instruments, and Wall Street's closed. I'm mentioning this because if we have a 9/11 magnitude terror strike, the economic conditions now are much more severe than they were back then. And they were bad back then. We had just gotten over the dot-com bubble bust. They will close the banks, in our opinion. And if they close the banks, they'll do what they've done before. And that is, when they call the bank holiday, when they reopen the banks, they devalue your money. Let's go back to 1933. There was a run on the banks. People were trading in their gold certificates because gold in those days, dollars rather, were backed by gold. And you could turn in your gold certificate for gold. And to stop the run on the banks, FDR called a bank holiday. I love the language, holiday, you can't get your money out. So what happened was they made people sell the money, the gold back at $20.67 an ounce. If you didn't sell it, give it back and sell it back to the government, you go to jail, or if you, and any gold you were caught with, gold coins, bullion, or certificates, you would have to pay double what you had. After they thought they got all the money in, they re-pegged the price of gold to $35 an ounce. That meant that your money just lost 40% of its value. So they talk about the deflationary periods during the Great Depression, and yes, there were. But even bigger than that, they devalued the currency. So we're worried about a terror strike. Now, going back to why we're concerned, people forget what was going on back in the 1990s. Bill Clinton was bombing Iraq virtually on a weekly basis with the no-fly zones. Madeleine Albright was on TV. Leslie Stahl, 60 Minutes, over 500,000 Iraqi children under the age of 5 had died because of sanctions put on by Clinton. There was also the Gulf War before that. When Madeleine Albright was asked, is the price of 500,000 dead Iraqi children worth the price of sanctions, she said, quote, yes, it is. Now, let's go to fast forward now. I mentioned about what's going on in Yemen and Saudi Arabia. The United States has been involved in that war now for over a year. But the big thing is Pakistan. Since President Obama's become president, he has launched double the amount of Predator missile drone strikes into Pakistan than George Bush did. According to the Pakistanis, over 700 civilians have been killed by those drone attacks. In addition, over 12,000 Pakistani civilians have been killed since the United States proxy war to push out the Taliban at the Afghan-Pakistan borders. The greatest refugee crisis since Rwanda, over 400,000 Pakistanis are now refugees, their cities bombed out, people killed, from the war going on in the Swat Valley south and north Waziristan. Anti-American sentiments running through Pakistan are at record levels. We saw what one lone wolf gunman will do. I mentioned my book Trends 2000 that I wrote in the mid-90s. I front-loaded it with the breakup of the former Soviet Union and the amount of weapons of mass destruction that are available on the open in the black market. It doesn't take belonging to an organization to wreak havoc. And there are a lot of angry people out there whose parents are dead, destroyed. And we're going to see, we believe, reprisal attacks. What's going on in Iraq is a disaster. They could paper over it how it's, oh, everything is okay. There are 2 million refugees from Iraq. The Afghan war is now escalating to new levels. The hatred building against the United States, we believe, is going to spill over into the United States and into NATO countries involved. So that's our forecast in those two trends.
Yeah, Gerald, you bring up a point here. You know, sometimes you get labeled as being un-American when you start to criticizing America's foreign policy where we stick our nose in, but here we are trying to fight in Iraq and Afghanistan. We got Yemen that's popped up here. As you mentioned, Pakistan, some of the stuff I had not heard of. I guess it's some news that they don't want to put out there. So again, are we making friends or continuing? You're saying we're making more enemies, and I have to believe that at some point they're going to, we have some retribution, they're going to come back at us. So it does not portend the best years ahead for us.
No. Look, every time this happens, they always say, why are they attacking America? And they come up with this, they hate our freedom and liberty.
Right.
How about they hate our farm? What if your family was killed? What if all your neighbor was destroyed? How would you feel? It's as old as the Old Testament, an eye for an eye. So as long as this is America's foreign policy, that's what you can expect. We're not saying right, wrong, good or bad. We're saying this is what is. And that's the way we see it falling out. And as I said, if this happens this time, let's go back to what they did following 9/11. President Bush implored people to go out and start shopping again, go to Disneyland. And the Federal Reserve began lowering interest rates to 46-year lows.
Gerald, we've got to come up to a quick break here, so we will resume this after a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
From Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Okay, welcome back, America, to the Jim Guest Show over the RBN. We've got Gerald Celente on just for a few more minutes here. And question I want to know is financially, some of our economists say, hey, things have turned around and it's looking rosy because the stock market's going up, but our unemployment continues to go up. So what do you see? What's your comments on that, Gerald?
Well, you hit it. The unemployment's going up, and even if it flattens, we still have to create 1.5 million jobs a year just to stay even, accounting for new people entering into the workforce. And with the effective unemployment rate, when you add in people that are no longer looking, or they can't find anything, people that have part-time or full-time jobs, and the people off the rolls, you're looking about 17.5%. We don't see a recovery. The stimulus money is going to run out worldwide at some point. China's already reeling it in. European Union next. Look around the world. Greece, Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, Ukraine, Ireland, Spain, Iceland, Portugal. One country after another. They're in trouble going under, going out. So we don't see this turnaround at all. I can't give financial advice. We're not permitted to because we're trend forecasters, not financial advisors. For myself, what I've been doing since we called the bottom of gold in 2001, and I've been buying since, and we believe gold is going to go to $2,000 an ounce. And it's all the currencies. The paper currencies aren't worth the digital paper they're not printed on. So we're strong believers in gold. We don't see any recovery in the real estate market for years to come. And, of course, if people want to buy houses, you know, you have to keep living. So you buy what you want, but don't go into debt at all. neo-survivalism, have plans for the worst, rip up those lawns that are growing nothing but useless grass and start planting gardens on them, start getting back to Yankee ingenuity, and that's what will bring us out of this. Necessity is the mother of invention, and we need to rekindle that spirit. But that spirit's been taken away from us because everything now is, let's save the too big to fails. Now, I don't have to tell you as a legislator how many big companies get big tax breaks, get infrastructure improvements, get loan guarantees when they say they're going to build something. That's not the way America was built. America was built on the entrepreneur. So when we go back to from getting rid of Wall Street and go back to Main Street, when we go back to mom and pops and not Walmarts, and when we have more family farms and not factory farms, to us that's the future of America. And I just want to make this really clear, Jim. I don't buy anything made in China. I look at the bottom of everything I buy because I know the golden rule. And the golden rule is this. Whoever has the gold rules. It's bad enough being ruled by the two-headed, one-party system, the Republicans and the Democrats. I don't want to be ruled by the Chinese. And if we don't build America first, build our neighborhoods, build our communities, this country's doomed. Globalism, by its numbers, only staying with the facts, has ruined this country. Our standard of living has continued to decline ever since Bill Clinton and the rest of them have pushed through NAFTA and World Trade Organization.
You bet. You could have to question what the negative impact that's had on us when we've increased our imports here. But then, you know, the small business people, which is the backbone of this country, until they start adding employees and start increasing their production, we're not going to turn this around. Until they can see some light at the end of the tunnel, they're going to continue as they are there with their just producing only what they can see that the present market wants. So that's part of our problem here is the fact that you know, if they don't see an increase coming or better days ahead, they're going to hold it as we are here. So, okay, we've got a small amount of time left here, but then, like I said, I had so many questions I wanted to ask you. We talked, you know, the bankruptcies are up. You said you cannot give investment advice. I certainly understand that. But then, so you, as you're saying, probably need to, you know, we do need to become more self-sufficient on ourselves and not so dependent upon our state or federal governments, which is very sound advice there.
And the other thing, too, is this whole notion of too big to fail. This Goldman Sachs gang, my God. You know, I love the lines they come up with. They need a lot of money to pay these high-level thinkers. You know, they need to hire the best and the brightest. Yeah, they need the best and the brightest criminal minds. You know, Goldman Sachs is nothing more than a big hedge fund. They could have failed. They all could fail. And that's the other thing. I won't put any of my money into Bank of America, Citigroup, Chase. I put it in my local bank, the Rondout Savings Bank. I support my community. And if we people start boycotting the two bigs, then we the people could then rise up. And by the way, we're also forecasting the beginning of a new third party. And you're seeing it with the Tea Parties, the tax protests. And one of my earlier books, Trend Tracking, I wrote in the 80s, I had forecast a new third party, and I mentioned someone like Ross Perot. Why mention him? I'll never know. But the climate is even better now than it was then for new third parties. Some of the planks, not getting involved in foreign entanglements. Immigration, a huge issue worldwide in developed nations, going to become a lot bigger.
Hey,
taxes.
Hey, I hate to interrupt you again. So, Gerald, we're at the bottom of the hour here, and I understand you have to go. I thank you for coming on, and I'll talk about your website here, and hopefully in 6, 8, 9 months have you back on, and we'll follow up to see where the trends are going then.
That'd be great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Hey, welcome back once again to the Jim and Gus Show. We had Gerald Celente on for our first half hour. Time's at a premium. I wanted to give him as much time as we can. The Jim and Gus Show, of course, is brought to you over the RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you want to help support this program and support RBN, call up, get some of the generic business cards. Very economical, only $8 per hundred. Include shipping, you get some free bumper stickers, and also get a copy of Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. Leave these business cards around so people not aware of this program or the RBN station can become a member and listen to it. Tom Ritter, my co-host, is with me again here, and before we go on, we've got George from Texas that's been waiting, was unable to take calls earlier. So, George, welcome to the program, and what are your thoughts or questions here this morning?
Yeah, I just want to tell Gerald Celente, the Democratic platform should be in the Republican platform should be from no taxation without representation to taxation without hesitation.
Yeah, that's a good one, George.
Yes.
I mean, because I remember talking to some deputies in Florida, because they raised in some of these other states, too, because they raised the registration fees and and all these fees around the state where they can't, was caught being so expensive to drive your car on the roads that you pay for in gas taxes that they're no longer running tags. Because it's getting a little dangerous for them.
Hmm. You mean you say to run tags?
Yeah, they're no longer running tags.
What do you mean tags? The tags on our license plates?
Yeah.
So they can't afford to buy them? I'm still confused.
No, I'm just saying some law enforcement are no longer running tags on cars or checking licenses because people can't afford to register their cars or insure their cars anymore.
So the cops don't even check it anymore?
No, some of them don't.
Wow.
I mean, want to see something nice. I watched the Deborah Medina, Rick Perry, Kay Bilge, and Hutchinson bait. I can tell you one thing. Deborah Medina made Rick Perry and Kay Bailey Hutchinson look irrelevant.
She sounds like the real deal, doesn't she?
I mean, when she talked about, we just need to eliminate the property tax altogether. I mean, that sort of like stirred attention. And a lot of questions and were being dodged by the governor and the senator. They weren't being straightforward. They're just giving the party line or the globalist line, and they didn't work. And now they're trying to silence Deborah Medina, trying to keep her out of debates now.
Well, she also called them to task when they claimed that their economy down in Texas was thriving. She really put out some good information on that, didn't she, George?
Oh, yes. But she made those two look irrelevant. Those two are bickering back and forth to each other, like who's the biggest globalist of them all? Who can lie and be the best globalist of them all?
What can we do to support her? I think her website's Medina. Is it Medina for Governor? What is it?
Medina for Texas.
Medina for Texas. Yeah, she's the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
George, what do you know about the Philippines? You were reporting on that on some other stations.
Well, they're doing a gun confiscation. They're under a UN edict about the gun confiscation. They're trying to take away people's guns by setting up checkpoints, I think, with foreign troops. I think they're trying to plan that for here, too.
So what troops were they using there?
I think, I don't know. I haven't got a confirmation about anything yet.
But they were UN.
Yeah.
Well,
and the thing is, I think when they try gun confiscation here, it's not going to work.
There will be a huge pushback. The Second Amendment is our enforcer of the Constitution, and I firmly believe that it would be the biggest mistake any administration would make is try and confiscate the guns of those in this country, because, as you all know, you'd only confiscate from those citizens who are law-abiding and not the others, so...
Mm-hmm.
Very good. So, hey, George, always appreciate your call and your comments calling in. So be sure you call in again and keep us apprised of what's going on in Texas there. So,
okay.
You know, Jim, yes. Since Obama was elected, they say that the amount of guns and ammo that were purchased just since then, so just in the past year and a half or whatever, could be one of the largest armies in the world. Isn't that an incredible thought?
Yes, it is. And I know from here in Northwest Missouri, the town I live in, there's a small gun shop, and the guy there says that, you know, at least up until recently, he's been able to keep a supply of ammunition in. It just goes to show that people are going to protect their own home, and that the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, is what people consider sacred, and any threat to that will be, well, it may make the Civil War look calm, but then, you know, I really don't think we're going to get to that, but it would be an outright, I'm not sure I should say an all-out war, but there would certainly be a rejection from it. At some point, who would confiscate those? It'd be our law enforcement. We do have a number of law enforcement members of the Oath Keepers who say they will not, they would disregard anything that's unconstitutional. So certainly right there we'll have the first, see what they would do. So,
and I think part of it is a reflection of what people know. You know, I don't think everybody knows all the gory details of what the globalists are doing, but I think people have an innate sense that they need to have a little bit more home security, if nothing else. And I think that's a good testament to the fact that people are really starting to catch on to people like yourself and Gerald Celente. You know, I think the message is starting to get out there.
Mm-hmm. And, I want to go back to Gerald Celente and his, it's transresearch.com. And he put that, it just came out a few days ago, and they sent me a copy of it here yesterday. It's called the Trends Journal, and what he has is his top trends, the breaking point for 2010. And as he alluded to in our conversation there, he talks about the crash of 2010 coming up. Now, we've probably got some listeners and other people out there who would disagree and say, you know, that we've hit the bottom. But then you think it's a cover-up more than a recovery. And like I said at the beginning here, you go back and look at some of these forecasters, and you look at the track record to see how accurate they've been. And Gerald Celente has been fairly accurate in what he's forecasting, and he's willing to go back to some of the, as he said in 2000 prior to the 9/11, that he was concerned in forecasting not necessarily the date of what was going to happen, but he could see that there was something going to take place there. Well, and he's got a lot of very good information in here, which is something that I had forgotten. As he says, it's also absent about the so-called good news. They say the rate of unemployment is decreasing, as if that is good. We're still losing jobs every month. Just the rate of decreasing has slowed down. Which at some point, you know, you have to slow down unless you entirely have everybody laid off. But, you know, he brought up the fact that you need 1.5 million new jobs to be created each year just to keep pace with the population growth. You have that many people entering the workforce as they graduate from high school or for college. Now, you say that should be offset by those people retiring. Well, that is not the case, but some of those people who were planning on retiring, you know, their savings have been hit by the collapse of the stock market and the bond market, and they have to take part-time jobs to make up for some of their lost revenues and to sustain some type of a life in retirement. So your number of people or jobs out there is decreased, but you also got those people who did not leave the workforce. So, you know, that adds to the unemployment, and if those people actually have not looked for a job, then they're not counted. And that's why your actual unemployment rate is much higher than the 10% nationwide, which I think is what they're forecasting now. So,
and, Jim, there's probably a large portion of the population that actually are just pulling themselves out, just like I did.
Yes.
We just don't want part of it anymore. We're not on unemployment. We're just doing our own thing now.
Yep, the unemployment is only measured from those who are drawing unemployment or actually looking for jobs. If you're no longer looking for jobs, then you are not counted. And I'm going to go back to a point I made earlier there. Small business people is the backbone of this country. It's not your very large companies. And as these small business people have had to retreat and probably lay off a few people, they're not about to gear up to increase their production unless they know that the demand is going to be there, unless they have faith that the economy is going to turn around. And right now they don't have that. And until that happens, we're not going to see a turnaround or a stimulus. You know, they want people to spend money to stimulate the economy to start turning it around. Well, most people are not going to do it. They're concerned about their job. They're going to start saving some money, which they probably should have been saving money earlier. All you have to do is look at any paper that the number of bankruptcies is up, and I think the number of bankruptcies will increase next year, and the foreclosures will continue to even increase next year. So when people realize that the administration has to try and paint a positive picture to make people feel good, but the reality is I don't think there is good news ahead of us out there.
Now, if you remember, Jim, the last time that Gerald was on, we discussed a term basically that they were throwing gasoline on the fire to try to put the fire out with all the printing of all the new money.
You're right, and my question is, here in Missouri, we've got the stimulus money, you know, I think it's kind of a cover-up. We saved some of from last year to put into our budget, which would be what we call one-time funding here. But then, what are the states going to do a year from now when the economy hasn't turned around, when your revenues haven't grown, and you've lost these millions and billions and millions of dollars that's not available? You know, that payday is coming, so...
It'd be different if it was funding new manufacturing or something that actually creates wealth, but when you're just spending money to spend money, then it's just a short-term fix. It's just
you bet.
One type of
and,
fix.
You know, they talk about that we've lost lots of manufacturing jobs, what I call those jobs which create new money, not service jobs. Or we've probably got an increase in government jobs, but is that creating new money? Of course not. Are those high-quality jobs? I don't think so, although they say that the average number of jobs of those government employees making well over 100,000 has increased. So, unfortunately, I don't think as we get more and more people employed by the government, somebody has to support those, and those are the few people out there that are still in business for themselves or working for businesses.
You know, Jim, I don't know if you've been following what's going on in Iceland, but Iceland had a similar situation where they bailed out they had the No Billionaire Banker Left Behind program there as well.
Oh.
So there's a movement in Iceland that is saying we're not going to pay this debt back. You know, it was a fraudulent deal. We're not going to pay you back. And there's a huge movement in Iceland right now to tell the international bankers to take their debt and leave.
We didn't, Gerald hit the nail on the head there when he said he was not going to put any money into the large banks, the Bank of America and the J.P. Morgan's, the Chase and all of those. You know, I hope people take that. You know, look at your local community banks here. Support those people who did not waste that, those who are not getting million-dollar bonuses. I just cannot comprehend. Realize those people who should be compensated when they do great jobs, but I cannot believe that these people who run these banks who were going downhill and only turned around because of government money deserve a huge, and I say a huge, bonus from that. You know, they say they have to keep them. Well, I don't agree with that. We have people out there who can probably run those as well as the people that's there. So.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. And the same thing can be said for buying locally. Buy American-made products, and more specifically, buy locally produced products, especially your food. And I totally concur with what Gerald says. We need to get back to the community. We need to get back to supporting each other in our communities and grow the grassroots back.
I've issued this challenge out there before, and I think it would work. If you had a store... And you had one part of the store that had American-made products, or if you had strictly a store that was only sold American-made products, so people went in there instead of having to look, pick up everything and turn it over and look at the bottom, they would have a section of the store, you know, big banners that said, you know, American product. You go over there. And if you want to buy the product, you wouldn't have to look to see where they were made. And, the question is, I say they cost more. They may cost a little more, but in the end, they're going to be cheaper because as you buy American-made products, you start putting Americans back to work. You keep the money in this country. Our trade deficit is so huge right now that no wonder we're having some problems. So, it may be a risk for somebody to do that, but I still think it would work. We'd have a lot of people say that they'd be willing to pay more for an American-made product. And we do have a lot of companies that can compete with foreign products.
You get a quality product, which is not disposable. Most of the stuff you buy in China is good for a year or two, and then you get the same thing. You know, it's just a disposable thing. It's just something happens to it, and you have to replace it. So if you buy something quality, it actually saves you money in the long run. So it's definitely something we need to be focusing on is to try to raise our communities back up. So what's going on at the in Jeff City? What's coming up this week for us?
Okay, here in Missouri, our governor is going to give his state of the state address, like in most states when they go back in session. The governor gives his state address. He lists his priorities and where he wants to see money put. And or in this case, you know, we'll see whether the governor is going to have to cut probably another $200 million out of the budget. So once we find out what his priorities are, we'll see whether we agree or not, then we'll go from there. It's interesting, we've got some resolutions being entered here in Missouri. These are, you know, resolutions to be sent to the federal that they go to a balanced federal budget, that many of our problems are caused by this unbalanced budget. So, hey, we're coming up on a break here. We'll be back with our last segment of the Jim Guest Show.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, welcome back, America, to our last segment of the Jim Guest Show here. Before we go too far, I want to, we have many people who feel like the Constitution needs to be left as it is. Certainly, we need to make some, if there's changes may be made to it. There is a group, it's called the 10 Amendments for Freedom. The founder and national director is William Fruth out of Florida. I've talked to him on the phone briefly. He has sent packets to every legislator in this country. And this book is the 10 Amendments for Freedom. It details the need to add 10 amendments to the Constitution and how he will do this. It says we have the power to join this by convening a constitutional convention. Now, you may not agree with that, but I plan on having him on next week. We'll talk about his effort. He has got some positive feedback from legislators around the country. So if we can make contact with him, which I think we've got the date confirmed, we'll have him on next week to talk about his work and why he thinks it's so important. Okay, before we went to break, Tom, you mentioned something about here in Missouri. We have a couple legislators who's introduced a resolution calling on the federal government to have a balanced budget. Like most states here in Missouri, we have to have a balanced budget. And that's why we right now, it's either increase revenue or cut expenses to balance it. And, you know, one of the resolutions would call on the federal government to create a balanced budget. They would have to slowly get that way over years. It would have a couple provisions to allow for national emergencies or acts of war where they could get off of the balanced budget, but at least it would be a step forward to make the federal government a little bit more responsible in their actions up there.
Well, that's certainly a challenge. I think Obama's asking for almost $700 billion for the war, for the military. The anti-war guy's just going nuts. Just going crazy. It's all the same agenda.
You know, for somebody who was against the Iraq war, now we've got an escalation in the Afghanistan, but the argument is that's to preserve our freedom. We've got this what's going to come out of Yemen, and we heard Gerald Salenti talk about what we're doing to Pakistan. You know, why? Maybe that's why America is target for terrorists, if we're over there sticking our nose in places, trying to impose our beliefs on other people. You know, I'm not sure that we need to be the peacekeeper around the country. You know, that question is being argued, but then
without a doubt, there will be some organic terrorism that sprout up, and the blowback that Ron Paul often speaks about, there's no doubt about it. It's going to have to happen.
Yep, and I encourage listeners to go to trendsresearch.com. Because General is forecasting more terrorism acts in this country. And, he sort of had earlier this decade, he forecast, he thought that was coming about. So, it's a very good, his research that he has been very good. So, hey, we've quickly come to an end. Tom, thank you for taking part again. We will have, planning on have William Truth of 10 Amendments for Freedom on next week. Support the RBN and stay tuned next week to the Jim Guest Show, and have a great week. Good morning, America.
With recent international